So the baby was born, Parshas Hazinu. The calendar actually calls for, if we fast forward 13 years, Hazinu is not going to be his bar mitzvah. That year happens to be a Shabbos Yom Kippur. And so Hazinu is Shabbos Shuva before his birthday. And then they're going to face a decision about, is this going to be a Sukkot bar mitzvah or is this going to be a Brachos bar mitzvah? But this is our one time that we can talk about Hazinu with the baby. So let's talk about that. There's a pasuk that is a little bit confusing when I ran into it in Hazinu. Ani amit v'achayeh machatzi v'ani erpa. This is from Lamed Beis Lamed Tet. It's I, speaking of as Hashem, amit v'achayeh. I cause death and then I bring life. Seems backwards. And also, machatzi v'ani erpa. I wound and I heal. That one's in the right order. Okay, but what is the order that that is going in? What do we see in terms of this pasuk? And also, why does the erpa come together with it? And so I want to suggest, this is actually Simon from the Torah and Yoredeya that Ellie just mentioned, and that my cousin Daniel, who's a Rav in Pittsburgh until 2 months ago and then made Aliyah, his father, Rabbi Chaim Wasserman, was also Nifter the same week as my father-in-law, as Saba Alav HaShalom. And he sent me that siman from Yoredeya. And that is what came to mind when I was doing Shai Mikra this past week for Hazinu, as an answer to why does this pasuk have it in the order that it has. And so just to read to you a little bit from what we have within Yoredeya, this is in Shin Sadi Dalid. Amar Rav Alexandri, this also, our son-in-law, Sender, came to mind that this is coming from the Rav Alexandri. This is talking about each of the parts of the year when it is after the person was nifter, and the significance of it, the mindset that the Avelim are supposed to bring to that. And then when it talks about the final year as the full, the time frame of it, Nolad ben Zachar betam mishpacha. When you have someone who has been nifter and within that family, you have a ben Zachar who was born. Nitra pa'a kol ha-mishpacha. The whole mishpacha gets a refuah. And so this suggests for us in that pasuk, why does mimit come before mechayeh? On the heels of someone being nifter, Hashem brings the consolation of having a new chayim, a new person who is born, to be able to have the family have bracha, be able to bring that to the world. And also, lots of levels of meaning for me about the davening for the refuah across the family, being able to have that, the schus of the new, the rachanimol, being able to bring that to us as another thing that we can see both from Hazinu and also from the Torah Yoredeya, highlighting that for us. As I was davening this morning, there are also several things that were coming up that, as a reflection of a grandfather, we have bookends within our davening of talking about the next generations. So, v'ha'arevna, may Hashem make sweet in our mouths, v'niyeh nachnu b'tzitza'enu, that us, our kids, b'tzitza'enu, our grandkids, that they should have it sweet in their mouths, the Torah that they learn. And then we have at the bookend of it, uvalitzion, at the end, towards the end of davening, Lo yamushu mipicha, that the words of Torah should not disappear from your mouth, mipi zarecha, from the words from the mouths of your kids, or mipi zera zarecha, and from your grandkids. And so this, in terms of the bracha that we'd like to give to the parents of the rachanimol and also to the baby, that the words of Torah should be sweet in his mouth, that he should be able to bring a lot of consolation to the entire mishpacha, that he should be able to have it be building that next generation, as Ellie was talking about, with the bracha to him. And then also, given the name that Ellie had, we start each week with Suke Bracha, with Vitein Lacha. The last line of Vitein Lacha, Ure Vanim Levanecha, may you have grandkids. Shalom al Yisrael, may Meshulam Aaron, doubling down on the Shalom, the Rodef Shalom, and the Meshulam parts of it, may he be able to have a key part in being able to bring Shalom al Yisrael and be able to start every week with having that reminder about what his name means and what his mission is in life. So Mazel Tov again, and many brachas to everyone. Thank you so much for being Mishtatef in the Simcha.